Support for WIPR comes from University of Maryland Medical System, committed to advancing the health of Maryland through academic medicine. With locations across the state, care is delivered close to home. Learn more at ummms.org.
Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Tis the season of New Year's resolutions, and by far the most common is the pledge to lose weight. So to help us give you some ideas about how to shed a few pounds, Chef Jerry Pellegrino is going to offer some helpful tips.
Yeah, and I think it's a skill, like, to keep food tasting good, but trying to make it way lower in calorie, you know?
Yeah, and the horrible truth is that fat tastes good, doesn't
it? No, I know, right? One of the tricks that I was reading about recently that I never really thought of was to try and boost the volume of what you're making by adding foods high in water or high in fiber.
Oh, cool.
In other words, like more celery in your stews, more leafy greens, wilted, more oatmeal. Like those things provide bulk, which will make you feel full, but have lower caloric intake, which I think is a unique sort of thing to do.
Is spinach a good thing to be?
Yeah. Any of those leafy greens that are high in fiber are going to add bulk to your dish, but keep the calories low.
Yeah.
So another thing is just a variety of substitutions someone can do while you're cooking to make things just lower in calorie. Obviously, dairy is a big thing. So if you could switch to something like low-fat or fat-free Greek yogurt, or instead of using full-fat options, that is certainly a good choice. The other things, like going with leaner proteins. I know everybody loves the skin on the chicken, but certainly removing the skin and going with the skinless breast, getting fish instead of lots of fatty beef, trying some plant-based options like lentils, edamame. Hard-boiled eggs are a great one that can add great flavor but are filling and are low calorie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When
you're baking, if you can substitute half the amount of oil and butter with something like applesauce. I've also seen prune puree being used, which is kind of unique. I don't know. I haven't tried it, but I've seen recipes that will do that. That is definitely going to change the taste, but you can get the same sort of richness in your baked goods by doing that instead of the oil and butter, which will help a lot. Thickening your soups instead of with cream, with things like mashed potatoes or pureed carrots or even pureed tofu will get you a beautiful creamy soup rather than using heavy cream. Go for air pop things like the air fryer instead of fried potato chips and things like that. Popcorn in the air fryer.
Yes.
Or even just vegetable sticks, obviously.
Yeah.
There's great reduced calorie mayonnaises out there that I think are almost indetectably, you know, that they're very similar to the regular stuff. And then, you know, when I have pizza, I have to have these when I'm trying to lose weight. I just go with all vegetables rather than pepperoni, salami, and sausage.
There you go.
You know, those things will definitely get you to a lower calorie intake, which will help you sort of, maybe if that's the resolution you made this year to lose some weight, it'll get you there.
I know it does work. I've done it. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, right?
Yep. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Baltimore Public Media.